Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Manning moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Yount steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Horton reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. Alexander moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Hile moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lizcano hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hile tags and scores. Ogilvie tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's Brewers, 4, Indians, 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. Date hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money scores. Hile moves to third. It's 5-4, Brewers. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lizcano takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvie moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Dave May pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's Brewers, 6, Indians, 6. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-4 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Bob McClure now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Grubb strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-4 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Heil moves to second. One out. Sixto Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heil moves to third. Sixto Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lazcano takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil tags and scores. Lazcano tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas is walked intentionally. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lazcano scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 8-6, Brewers. Dan Spillner now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-5 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Horace Speed pinch runs for Buddy Bell. Bill Castro now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speed moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.